Why do you think it's like that? For you, you would say, I don't know. So there are, sometimes it is black, sometimes it is white. Do you remember? We said never do that, because black and white are always together. They don't have the meaning without each other. It's not black and white. It's both of them together. So these actions, both are working together. The positive one, when the positive one happens, you are encouraged. Okay, good. You're doing something. You succeeded. Means what? The inference is for you to work better. Okay, you succeeded. Therefore, you continue. This is for this. But it's not all that. There are times that you should be reminded that it's not up to you. You cannot run the universe. The universe is a complicated stuff and it's running. You are a part of it. They will show it to you. How? You try to do it, it doesn't happen. So, at the both situations, you are being helped. This is how it works. When you don't succeed, they show your weaknesses to you. When you succeed, they show you the outcome of a good trying. And both are happening. And both are one stuff. Not for you, it is black or white. Something good happened. I was lucky, I was unlucky. No. When you think you are lucky, yes, you're lucky. Because you have given a chance. When you think you're unlucky, you are lucky. Because you have stopped from some bad stuff. That one you don't get it, do you? Let's hear it. Yes.
In the course of events, your resolutions and purposes now and then come right. In order that, through hope of that, your heart may form an intention and that he may once more destroy your intention. But if he were to keep you wholly unsuccessful, your heart would despair. How would it sow expectation? And unless it sowed expectation, how from its barrenness would its subjection become apparent to it?
You see? So if this happens, if always you succeed, you will not learn anything. If you are always unsuccessful, you give up. You have no hope. So there are both of these to work together. Because one of the first feeling in the lover is what? Is the absence of beloved. That absence, which is painful, at the same time, we provoke and remind him of everything. Yes?
By their failures, the lovers are made aware of their Lord. Unsuccess is the guide to paradise. Hearken, O man of goodly nature, to paradise is encompassed. That all that you desire is broken legged, then there is one whose pleasure is fulfilled. Therefore the sincere have become broken before him. But where indeed is the abasement of those who love? The intelligent are abased before him from necessity. The lovers are abased with hundredfold free will. The intelligent are bond slaves to him. The lovers are like sugar and candy to him. Come against your will is the toggle for the intelligent. Come willingly is the springtime of them that have lost their hearts.
As simple as that. Very simple, short to the point, that there are always two different manners. The one is from intelligent fellow, aqil. The other one is the fellow in love, ashiq, right? He compared these two He said, look at them. They're intelligent people. Of course, they are broken down because the power of the universe is so great and their power doesn't count. So, yes, they are broken down. But the lovers, how about them? Huh? The lovers, they are broken down voluntarily. The logical fellows, they are bonded together or handcuffed somehow in the relation of that. But that the lovers are happy and enjoying the moment. Then, as usual, he goes to Arabic, because when he's excited, the Arabic language comes out to say that again, that there are these two Arabic words which will separate the intelligent fellow and the lover. Yes? Now we go back to another story. Yeah.
How the Prophet, on whom be peace, looked at the captives and smiled and said, I marvel at folk who are dragged to paradise in chains and shackles. The Prophet saw a troop of captives being taken along, and they were in loud lamentation. That wary lion saw them in chains, looking askance at him, so that each was gnashing his teeth and chewing his lips in anger against the voracious Prophet. Notwithstanding that anger, they dare not utter a word, because they are in the ten-morned chain of violence. Their custodian is marching them along to the city. He is taking them by force from the land of the infidels. He will not accept any ransom or any gold. No intercession is coming from any prince. He is called a mercy to the world, and he is cutting the throats and gullets of a world. With a thousand disbeliefs, they march along, railing under their breath at the actions of the king.
Okay, what's happening? This is amazing. The story is amazing, and the way Rumi will say it is very interesting. It's a very simple story, made-up story, but you will not hear it normally. The first paragraph is somehow explaining the question, really, the problem. So we just start with this, that there is a group of these fellows lost in the war, so they are being enchained, being enslaved, and taken away. The first paragraph is talking about what's happening. They are all angry, and they hate Muhammad. And it's quite obvious, they lost the war, right? And they look at him, and here Rumi stopped. Rumi doesn't go to the next step. First, we'll explain this completely, because this is the way you think about it. Because from this path, we tell you that somebody should tell you, should cheer you, you should do whatever you're told and all that. So logically, you could look at it and say, what is this? This wisdom actually is taking all the liberty and freedom and my will and all that. What is this? He will explain it. Then we'll go to another explanation. Then we need some other explanations. So on and so on. Then we come back to it. When we come back to it, the Muhammad will tell you the secret of what? Because at the last moment they object and I say, you know what? Look at him. He is looking at us. We are in this poor condition and he is laughing. He is enjoying it. Because they think he is enjoying that war like a pharaoh, like a winner. Muhammad will explain and say, no, I was laughing at the joke that I am to take you from the hell to paradise with a chain, I have to pull you. That's the ridiculous stuff. Because I'm doing it for your goodness, and for that I have to fight you. This is what the ridiculous situation is. So, before coming back, let's say, what Rumi is telling us. Forget the story. Rumi was telling us what? Remember, here, the attraction is good. The attraction is the chance of the humanity, right? So, it's the credit of beloved. It's a God-given gift to me. So, he should be appreciated. I have nothing to do with it. But when it comes to doing something, the duties, it's the opposite. I stand up and say, responsibility is mine. If something is wrong, this is how it started, right? But he doesn't say it like that. First, he explained what's going on, and he explained that this attraction is not visible, is not even understandable. It's some hidden stuff here. But you need it. Why? He opened another gate that, listen, it's not like your illusion. Because your vision to this universe is an illusion. You think that something good is happening to you. You are lucky today. Tomorrow you think that something bad is happening to you and you are unlucky. You don't get it. You are lucky, period. Why? Because you are in the path of wisdom. You are a part of a machine which is looking for understanding. We are trying to understand something that logically, honestly, we have nothing to do with it. There is this galaxy which is 500 million light years away, and we got one good picture of it, and we are trying to understand what happened to this galaxy. Right? Did you get it? Excuse me. Let's go back. I said something over there that you understood what I said. Yeah? What was that? 5,000 million light years distance. What is that? Light goes so fast that in a minute it could go around the earth so many times. In 6 minutes, goes to the sun, right? How far does it go for in 1 year? In 6 minutes is the sun, 1 year. Did you imagine that? 500 million times that. But I want to know about it. We want to know about it. Why? Because there is no why for that. This is what life is all about. What did life do really? Changed the way of understanding. Before that, the understanding is simple. The elements, physical elements, they know each other, they attract each other, or they don't. That's it. What is animal? Animal is a group of this stuff somehow combined together, but they understand what's out there in the environment and what do I need? Eat, not to be eaten.